informiran,
kaznovan.
Pomeni tudi, da si pod pretvezo javne koristi in splošnega interesa,
dresiran,
ogoljufan,
izkoriščan,
monopoliziran,
izsiljevan,
izžeman,
varan,
okraden. Pri najmanjšem znaku odpora ali ugovoru
te zatrejo,
kaznujejo,
zaničujejo,
navigujejo,
preganjajo,
zmerjajo,
potolčejo,
razorožijo,
zadušijo,
zaprejo,
ustrelijo,
obsodijo,
preženejo,
žrtvujejo,
prodajo,
izdajo.
In da bi bila mera polna, te še smešijo, slepijo, sramotijo in onečastijo.
Črna luknja!
Živjo, z vami je oddaja Črna luknja, anarhistični glas na Radio Študent. V današnji oddaji se bomo posvetili letošnjemu balkanskemu anarhističnemu sejmu knjig, ki se bo zgodil septembra meseca v Mostarju, ker je oddaja namenjena mednarodnemu občinstvu, na tej točki preklapljamo na angleščino. Hello, you are listening to Črna luknja, an anarchist voice on Radio Student. Today's show will be dedicated to the Balkan Anarchist Book Fair that will take place in Mostar in early September.
Napovedujemo revolucijo!
We turn our attention today to the Balkans, as seen, understood, imagined, and built by the anarchists of the region. After last year's inspiring gathering in Ljubljana, they will be meeting, plotting, and mingling at the Balkan Anarchist Book Fair again in early September this year. This time, the meeting will take place in Mostar, in Bosnia and Herzegovina. After a brief introduction, we will hear more about the book fair directly from Alan, one of the Mostar comrades. History teaches us that stakes are high in the Balkans, even more so in precarious times of our zone, when the usual balance of power is often challenged on both global geopolitical and local level, sometimes by the genuine aspirations of people striving to build the world free from all exploitation, but often also by dodgy interests working in the shadows. As we all know, it was in the Balkans that the first shots of the First World War were shot a century ago. That war ended with mighty empires destroyed and promises of a new, revolutionary and just world still not fully betrayed by the self-appointed avant-gardist class. The Balkans remained a space of social and political experimentation throughout the 20th century. It had its share of radical worker struggles and inspirational and to some extent successful revolutionary projects. It also had its share of military dictatorships, totalitarian one-party rule and war. Despite its many promises, 20th century ended with a war that tore Yugoslavia apart and struck a huge blow to the vision of just, anti-capitalist and anti-nationalist future in the Balkans. Now back to the present. The Balkans has not remained calm during the latest capitalist crisis, that is, rather predictably, being used by global financial institutions to redistribute wealth towards the already rich, using the forcefully imposed regime of austerity as a tool. That Greece has been a laboratory of not only the neoliberalism, but also of the resistance against it, is widely known. But in recent years, mass protests against the continuous social destruction erupted in an unprecedented way in Bulgaria, Slovenia, and to a lesser degree in Croatia. And while Serbia is being constantly on the edge of an eruption, some promising anti-authoritarian struggles against capitalist nightmare are emerging also in Romania around the opposition to Rosa Montana gold mining project. And in February this year, Bosnia and Herzegovina was the site of the last and maybe the strongest expression of rejection of capitalist conditions that are being imposed on the people of the region by the country's nationalist elites. It is fitting then that Mostar, a city in Bosnia and Herzegovina, will be a host to this year's Balkan Anarchist Book Fair. Under the theme "Over the Walls of Nationalism," many anarchists and other anti-authoritarians of the Balkans and beyond will converge in Mostar in the early days of September this year to build a better world for all of us.
Dices que debemos sentarnos, pero las ideas solo pueden levantarnos, caminar, recorrer, no rendirse ni retroceder, ver, aprender como esponja absorbe. Nadie sobre todos, faltan todos, suman todos para todos, todo para nosotros. Soñamos en grande que se caiga el imperio, lo gritamos alto, no queda más remedio. Esto no es utopía, es alegre rebeldía del baile de los que sobran de la danza de mi amiga. Levantarnos para decir ya vas. Caña América Latina se suba. Un barro con casco, con lápiz, a patear el fiasco. Provocar un social terremoto en este charco. Cielo vamos.
We are back in Črna Luknja with special briefing about the Balkan Anarchist Book Fair 2014. We were speaking in Mostar with Alan about the book fair, the recent uprisings in Bosnia and its aftermath, the pressing issues facing anarchists in local context of Mostar, and about the role that anarchism and anarchists could have in a place that has been so devastated recently by capital and nationalism. So, Alan, why Mostar is exactly the place for this year's Balkan Anarchist Book Fair.
As it says in this invitation letter, over the walls of nationalism and wars, basically because Mostar is a still strongly divided town between two ethnic groups and two very strong and very backward nationalist parties. It was completely devastated during the war, and it's building up very slowly, and the human relations are building up very slowly. And that's why Mostar. Why Bosnia? I guess because of this social movement or social uprising that happened in February. Nothing like this has happened in Bosnia for the last 20 years, so if there ever was a good moment for a Balkan Anarchist Book Fair, it should be now.
Last winter saw an unprecedented social revolt in Bosnia and Herzegovina. It reminded a lot of people of scenes from around the world in recent years. Please tell us more about the events themselves, both in Bosnia in general and specifically in Mostar. And of course, how the book fair relates to these dynamics.
What happened in Bosnia in February, it was hard to expect by anyone because people have been lethargic and apathetic for a long, long time. It started by a regular protest of several trade unions of post-industrial city of Tuzla, and they've been protesting, I think, every Wednesday for a long, long time, but nobody paid attention. And this time they were kicked out of the government building, they were attacked by police, and somehow people have had enough, and the next day people organized a solidarity protest in Tuzla. More than 10,000 people gathered. They fought back the police, they occupied the government building, they burned it down, they burned few other buildings. Spontaneously start happening in other places like Sarajevo, like Mostar, like Bihać, Zenica, in many small places in Bosnia that most of people have never heard of. And it was like the sparkle of civil courage, the sparkle of social rebellion that really nobody expected. People have shown solidarity like they didn't shown for last two decades. People have shown inter-ethnic and inter-entity cooperation and work together. Protests were happening in Republic of Srpska as well as in Federation of Bosnia. Although protests in Republic of Srpska were brutally shut down within two or three days' time, but here they continued with quite strong intensity for a month. Very soon the protest turned into citizen plenums, where people gathered, start experimenting with direct democracy, start making proposals to different government levels, and so on. And it was also a good place for political parties to infiltrate their own people and many other obscure groups to try to gain something by participating in plenums. So you had also presence of some patriotic groups. Luckily, they were discovered by people at the very beginning, and it was strictly anti-nationalist, which was for us very, very important. That's what happened. After some time, the protests decreased, the plenums start dissolving themselves in internal conflicts, and at the moment it's gone fairly quiet. In Mostar, people have burned down 6 buildings, 4 government buildings and 2 buildings of political parties, and there are 2 leading nationalist parties, and this was very, very strong statement by people of Mostar. No other political party seats were smashed or burned down anywhere else. So it was publicly demonstrating to everybody that people are sick of this division and this nationalism, and that's about it.
The people are again off the streets. No lasting way out of the devastation has been opened, and despite the inspirational moments in which people express their deepest aspirations in an authentic way, the future remains bleak and unpromising. What can anarchism and the anarchists bring to the frame in Bosnia and beyond?
It's hard to say, but anarchism as a practice and as a theory has many things to offer. We have very strong clero-fascist groups. Anarchism is very openly against clero and against fascism. We have really strong neoliberal capitalism going on. Anarchism can also give some answers there. we have very strong nationalism. Anarchism is anti-nationalist, is totally internationalist. And anarchism as a practice of protest also can offer many things, because for the first time people in Bosnia have openly clashed with authorities and they used many anarchist tactics, I think, during this time. And also even the fact that there was no hierarchy, not during the protest, not after the protest, is the first time actually that people are organizing themselves without political parties, without trade unions, without anybody else telling them what to do. But they were thinking, discussing and making decisions at the spot. And these are all anarchist principles.
Balkan Anarchist Book Fair has visited numerous cities in the Balkans in the 11 years of its journey. Ljubljana, Slovenia was followed by Zagreb, Croatia, Sofia, Bulgaria, Thessaloniki in Greece, Zrenjanin in Serbia, Skopje in Macedonia, again Ljubljana, and now it is coming for the first time in Bosnia and Herzegovina. What does it mean for you in Mostar to host Balkan Anarchist Book Fair this year?
We've been hesitating to do this before because there are not many anarchist individuals and no anarchist groups in Bosnia. But we think that at this period, because there is something going on, some feeling of rebellion in people, even though it decreased in the streets, people are interested, and there are more and more people who are putting anarchist principles in front, even they don't call them anarchist. So it's a good basically chance to show what is anarchist idea and to meet anarchist people in one place to discuss all these topics from one different perspective, not nationalist or not statist. And people in Bosnia and Herzegovina, probably like people everywhere, have a bad experience with the state. What is the state? It's somebody who comes and takes something from you, never gives anything to you. And it's a weak state, so maybe people can realize that the state is one of the main problems actually of all that is going on, that it provides the cover for this capitalist exploitation and provides the force of capitalist exploitation.
We understand that there should be quite strong international presence. Can you already make more specific announcements on who's coming?
So far we know that people will be coming from Albania, from Greece, Serbia, Croatia, Slovenia, Bosnia, we don't know. Probably some other places. Usually some people from Germany turn up every year. We're gonna discuss on different topics. Mainly it's about anti-nationalism and anti-war, and it's the one of the main topics to discuss in Mostar. We're gonna discuss, because it's the 100th anniversary of Sarajevo assassination by group Young Bosnia, and this group has been taken by nationalists or by communists. Although there was some anarchist presence within this group, they were translating anarchist authors. Many of them quoted Kropotkin, for instance, to be their favorite theoretician. So we're gonna discuss Young Bosnian anarchism. We're gonna present one anarchist project from Belgrade, Koko Lepo. It's autonomous kindergarten working with children from slums, from who live around this anarchist place called Index in Belgrade. Also Crime Think Collective, after the crest, what do we do between upheavals? There have been many uprisings all across Europe and all across the world recently, but they are decreasing also. So how do we do in between, how to motivate people, how not to get very disappointed?
The book fair will take place at the same time as the traditional anti-fascist festival. In fact, the anti-fascist festival in Mostar has been the platform that in a way made the book fair possible and remains an integral part of the gathering. Who are the bands that will perform this year?
Basque will be happening along with the 5th Antifa Fest in Mostar. It's one of rare opportunities for Bosnian punk bands to play for people from other places outside of Bosnia. So we're gonna have mainly Bosnian bands like Krustalno Jasno from Mostar, Pankar Tuzla, Zadnji Popis Srebrenica, No Rules Tuzla, Popik Sarajevo, but also from Serbia Više od Milimetra, Croatia Hellbeck from Požega, maybe AK-47, we don't know yet, and Albanian hip-hop duo Renovatio.
Let's hear some more on the historical background of anti-fascism in Mostar and about the challenges that the anti-fascists are facing there.
In Mostar, it's very relevant. If you've been walking around town today, you must have noticed like many symbols of different kinds of extreme right and also open fascist and neo-Nazi and there are neo-Nazi groups and individuals, many of them present in this part of Bosnia, especially around Mostar. A lot of them are organized around football hooligan group of Ultras Mostar. And in a place divided as it is, also unlike any other place, Mostar has the street named after Ustaše from Second World War. And not just any Ustaše, but the worst of all, like Jure Francetić, the commander of the Black Legion, Mile Budak, author of the racial laws of independent state of Croatia, Vokić Lorković, minister of internal affairs, and the army minister of independent state of Croatia. So it's very important to pass on anti-fascist message, especially as Mostar was one of the hero cities of the Second World War. It has enormous presence of local population of all three nationalities in anti-fascist movement. It had very strong illegal anti-fascist movement inside Mostar. It had anti-fascist printing place for 4 years during all occupation that was never found. And it was printing stuff for all of Herzegovina. So there is strong anti-fascist tradition and very strong fascist actual presence today.
At the end of the interview, an invitation from the organizers.
Well, I would just like to invite people to come from anywhere who is listening to us right now to come to Mostar to see what it looks like when people lose their heads and go turn to nationalism and turn to clericalism. And Mostar is the best example probably in Europe of this. Come, see what it's like, come and discuss some of these topics. I think they are relevant everywhere, probably, globally.
The invite to the book fair is open to all anarchists and anti-authoritarian groups, individuals, publishers, initiatives and projects from Balkans and beyond. Come and participate at the book fair in discussions and in meetings which will help us build solidarity networks and strong anti-nationalist and anti-capitalist movement in the Balkans and beyond. All the latest information about the Balkan Anarchist Book Fair 2014 in Mostar can be found at the webpage basque214wordpress.com or just search your favorite web searcher for Mostar Balkan Anarchist Book Fair 2014. See you soon in Mostar. Vidimo se uskoro u Mostaru.
Surface. the other went to the bottom of the sea to explore the oysters. One came with a boom, good calculation, the other love, the silent ocean.
You know the combinations are endless. So one was made of wax, the other covered in oil, black like tire covered in tar. You know shit always spreads. That thick son of a solar system walked from street to street, lurking, painting, brushing with his hairy, boiling arms, making black what the night couldn't hide, making sticky floor so that people fall inside, marking his way, don't stop me now, I'm the future collector, I'm the body connector, I'm gonna freezeify you and follow me to the end of humanitarian executional supersound universe. Wax smells every time that gets hot, and then back to solid, same circle of heat. Tell the pal, I'll celebrate in shells, running from point A to away without risk, where the temperature is more or less the same, where the days are more or less like nights. Can't you see my rights? I'll be a monster of myself, the invisible pearl.
Thank you.
Današnja črna luknja se počasi bliže koncu, za zaključek pa še dve napovedi za konec prelepega poletja, ki ga uživamo zadnja dva meseca. Najprej, platforma Gibanje Osvobaja je napolno zaštartala novo sezono. V tovarni Rok, v Fuzbal placu, poteka vsak torek in vsak četrtek od 5. ure naprej delavnica Kung Fu svobodnih rok. Delavnica za vso aktivistično družino. Dobimo se na dvorišču tovarne Rok in potem se preselimo v telovadnice, najnovejšo pridobitev tovarne Rok. Še enkrat, Kung Fu svobodnih rok v organizaciji platforme Gibanje Osvobaja pod geslom Ni delo tisto, ki osvobaja, gibanje osvobaja. Druga najava, seveda takšna, ki je povsem v skladu s temo današnje oddaje, Balkanski anarhistični knjižni sejem prihaja v Mostar. Čez dva tedna v Ljubljani se anarhistična skupnost že organizira in pripravlja za ne samo obisk, ampak za prispevanje k temu izjemno pomembnemu srečanju. Tako da naslednji četrtek od 8. ure naprej v infošopu na Metelkovi bo potekalo mobilizacijsko oziroma organizacijsko srečanje vseh zainteresiranih. Tam bodo na voljo vse potrebne informacije o tem, kako priti do Mostarja, kdo gre še, kako tam je z nastanitvijo, vse možne informacije glede kontaktov, glede denarja, glede drugih potreb. Tako da vsi tisti, ki bi radi septembra preživeli v Mostarju, v prelepem, razdeljenem, brutalno uničenem mestu in bi radi navezovali in gradili anarhistično politiko s tovariši in tovarišicami iz celega Balkana, v četrtek od 8 ure naprej v infošopu bodite tam in se angažirajte. To je to za današnjo oddajo. Naslednjič se slišimo čez dva tedna. Na svidenje.
What's a revolution to you? To kill their bosses and take their money.
Revolution! Revolution!
Dobro jebate, kak ti možeš u jednoj demokratskoj državi dizat narod na ustanak?
Fuck! 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 Fu